Term 3, Week 2. Rule 6, more specific rules about halantata. So halantata before Allah is replaced by Allah. For example, tat lila becomes tal lila. Rule 7, halantata before a halantasha is replaced by cha. So for example, tat meeting shanti becomes tat chanti. Rule 8, a halantata before a ha is replaced by dha. So for example, tat plus hasta becomes tadhasta. Again, copy the three examples. Exercise 4 tests you on those new rules. Exercise 5, page 6, also tests you on the rules that you have now covered. Page 7. Now, instead of a halanta ta ending the word, we're going to look at what happens when a halanta na ends the word. There are 5 rules for this. A final halanta na remains the same except for the following cases. Rule 9, a halanta na before a halanta cha is replaced by sh cha. So for example, tan cha becomes tan cha. Rule 10, a halanta na before a ta is replaced by ngsta. Example, yan tatra, yangs tatra. Rule 11, a halanta na before a ja or sha is replaced by a nya. So for example, Raman jalam becomes Ramang jalam. Rule 12, a halanta na before a halanta la is replaced by a nasalized la, so a l. So for example, tan lokah becomes ta lokah. Rule 13, when a final in or an meets a vowel, the halanta na doubles. So for example, abhawan iti, abhawan niti, tasmin ewa, tasmin newa. Note in the following that the dot over a letter signifies a nasal. It is called an anuswara dot. So then you have a mixed exercise, and that's the end of week 2.